The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 3rd of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Come on, hands up out there. How many of you were anticipating and could not wait for the Surface Phone? I said, one, two. I only count two of you. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint both of you, but I don't think it's coming now. Now, those of you that don't remember, this was Microsoft's long-rumored dual-panel mobile device. Apparently, it's not going to happen now because there's problems with the OS. Yes, the Andromeda OS that powers the device is apparently not going to be ready in time to ship the thing. So instead of actually making the product, they're just going to shelve it. I know. It's kind of like, really? Now, there are other speculation out there, another one being that the demand for the product is not so much there. Yeah, we just counted two people for it, and that was it. Now, apparently, the decision to withdraw the Andromeda Redstone 5 mobile was made within the last few weeks, and is partly to do with the recent Microsoft sort of reorganization of things. So, it looks like we can put the Surface Phone right next to the Microsoft Band 3, the Surface Mini, and hell, just put it next to the Zune 2, because nobody remembers that thing. Now we move on over to Android and their new messaging platform, and it's fittingly called Android Messages. It's going to give you access to your Android SMS chats through a web browser now, and let you send and receive messages. Now, when we mean a web messaging client, it's not like Facebook Messenger, nah, nothing like that. Basically what it does, it just syncs conversations from your phone to your browser. Pretty much the same way that WhatsApp web client does the same thing. Now, no, you can't use it on multiple computers at the same time, and you can't use it if your phone has no connection. Pretty much what you do to get text on your computer for messages is you use a tap to scan QR code thingy, then that points your phone's camera at your web browser, and then bang, you're in. Pretty far from iMessage, isn't it? Get ready for the next generation of graphic cards from NVIDIA. Yep, they're coming our way next month. Now, NVIDIA will actually ship its next generation cards to GeForce add-in board partners in early August, which means by then there won't be much left to the imagination. We'll pretty much know everything there is to know about the new graphics cards, which most tech experts out there are predicting will be called the GeForce GTX 1100. Also, according to videocards.com, that's CARDZ.com, NVIDIA has already begun sending invites to Gamescon. But strangely enough, the invitations make no mention of any new hardware, but says there's going to be a hands-on presentation with the latest PC gaming titles. So I guess we're just going to have to wait in anticipation. Hopefully everything will be out by Christmas this year. And finally, oh, this goes out to our U.S. listeners that are on Comcast. Now get ready for more crap from Comcast. This all has to do with their Xfinity mobile side, by the way. They're about to place limitations on maximum video quality for you. Oh boy. That is, unless you want to pay a little bit more. As Comcast said, the video quality will soon be restricted to 480p. Yep, nowhere near HD. Now the company says they're doing this so they can help subscribers save their data. Yeah, right. However, though, customers can request an upgrade. Yep, that means more money every month. So it will allow them to play 720p video over cellular data. Oh, and just so you know, if you're ever thinking about 1080p, Comcast says, forget it. 720 will be just fine. No, really, that's what they said. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for everything that is British Tech. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Go on over and check it out for yourself today. You can also check out our Facebook and Instagram pages, British Tech Network. Also, our Twitter page, @BritishTech. You can check out my Twitter page if you're really bored, too, @KyleSwagger. But don't forget to check out our BTN community, and if you're not a part of it, well, by golly, you should be. Come join us. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. That is the place to enter. The News Show will be back on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope your Tuesday is going well for you. And thank you very much for listening.